manners so
Hi,
far.
thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah.
You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling about, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm calling about to report a fraudulent purchase that was made with my debit card to your business.
Okay, are you Todd Cole?
Yes.
Can you verify your address for me, please, for security purposes?
My address is 835 Anna Court in Waterloo, Wisconsin, 53594.
Okay, Mr. Todd, it says here on the 8th of this month, you got the Vibe watch and you paid $5.97 for shipping and handling for your free 14-day trial. You got the Vibe watch and the one-year warranty for the Vibe pods. Wait, you got the Vibe pods and your one-year warranty for the Vibe pods was totaled out to $18.94. You said you got a fraud charge.
I don't remember. I bought a watch. I remember that, but then the screen came up asking if I wanted warranty, and I declined all that.
What's our?
And this was
you have to get a warranty for the pods. Just in case those pods break or tear, you can call us, and we will immediately reship you those pods. But are you sure that?
I don't want that.
Okay, so that warranty come with the pods, then I will have to cancel the pod. Well, I cannot cancel them because they're already shipped. They shipped on yesterday. So, yeah, they're already shipping to your home.
Yeah. Yeah, it asked me if I wanted a warranty or something, and I declined it. So, and then I saw this purchase, and it's with Nourish, and that didn't have anything to do with the, with the watch. So I thought.
Well,
it was
we do have an overall company name, and if you see a charge of $18.94 and $5.97, that is us.
Okay, because I made I talked to my financial institution. I thought somebody stole my debit card from purchasing that watch, so I told them it was a fraudulent claim.
No, sir. No, no, no.
Okay. Well, if that's the deal, I guess I'll have to pay it. The funny thing was I was trying to track a package is what the initial text message came up to track a package. Mm-hmm. And when I clicked on that, this whole offer to purchase a watch and all this came up and I had to do a survey for the United States Postal Service. And then after the survey, it told me I would win this free watch, just pay shipping and handling. For $5.97, so I did that, and I thought I'd go to where I could track my package. And the tracking never came up, and then it asked me about buying a warranty, and I declined it because I didn't want to pay more money for a warranty. And then all this happened. So I guess in the future I'll just not to do that kind of thing because that's not really what
they just let the warranty go for the pods because you would need a warranty. Anything fraud or, you know, to be against you is just to help you because I know some people lose things and break things, and if they call, we can immediately reship it for them. That is what that warranty is for.
Yeah, but for a $5 watch, I really don't care. You know, if it breaks, it breaks, and then I've only lost $5. So now I've lost $25, you know. So that's what's not – it wasn't really very factual the way they presented it, but – if that's the case, it's already shipped and I can't cancel it, then I guess I'm stuck here. So I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Yep, thanks. Okay.